everyone. How's it going? Adrian here, and welcome back to But Why Though, the podcast, where we talk about different aspects of pop culture that people say matter and ask the question, but why though? At DreamCon 2021, congoers had the chance to attend a Q&A panel with the minds behind the convention, YouTube sensation RDC World 1, Mark, Af, Leland, Desmond, Ben, Dylan, and John were all in attendance, and we're excited to answer questions from the fans. Please enjoy as you learn a little bit more about RDC World 1, their love for pop culture, and all of their stellar accomplishments this year.
I have never addressed that question, so I guess this will be the first time. I will take that role if I am not sure. And I know a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, they want me to do it really well, you know what I'm saying? They're being very, very strict. And I'm going to hit it, you feel me? I'm going to do it right.
saying, I think Broly gonna win because Broly, his power is too fast. Yes, Jiren has more experience, but Broly fought one movie and he was low key banging with Blue Gogeta already. So let's go ahead and say, I'm gonna say something that Jiren don't make sense anyway.
Hey, neither one would make sense to be honest with you.
I'm gonna say Broly because Jiren, like, his whole story just don't make sense. Like, it just don't make sense to me.
Top five stories, backstories of
it. For him to be that strong, how are you stronger than his destroyer god? That don't make sense, bro. Like, come on, bro. Broly.
Who?
Watch it. What?
CP,
huh? Oh, okay.
Where is the house party?
I gotta roll up in the
Alright, so we got a couple of things going on. After, at the end of today, we are going to be going to Texas Live. If y'all don't know what it is, we're going to be posting the flyer later. And then from there, we're going to be chilling, you know what I'm saying, pregame and all that. And then from that point, we're going to go. Yes, we're going to go to Texas Live. And then from there, we're going to go into the house party. Now,
that's it.
Look, that's it. We're going to get a flyer. It ain't for everybody, but there will be a lot of people in there. So, it's a limited amount.
So, yeah, Texas Live is for everybody, though. Texas Live
has Texas Live is for everybody.
It's like a lot of events in there. How big is Texas Live?
Yeah, I know y'all trying to get lit.
How big is the house?
I
heard it's like really big, like for real. Okay.
Yeah. And then from there, then tomorrow we got obviously the DreamCon official party. You know what I'm saying? That's a big thing. But if y'all trying to get lit tonight, that's cool.
Y'all got a car? Y'all getting a ride?
You with the
Yeah. Bora Bora.
Yeah.
You said what?
We already got it.
No, like, we're not going on a vacation, though. Yeah, we don't do that. Because y'all always want to do the video. We're going to do the Hood Olympics and AMP will be at a part, I think. It just depends. Because, you know, they live in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? We live in Texas. They don't be wanting to fly to Texas. We don't be wanting to fly to Atlanta. But they're here right now. So we might do it here. I don't know. Who? Man, what did you talk about?
They said that dodgeball.
I thought
it
was pretty good.
What happened?
What happened?
What happened? What
happened? Yeah, they talk about, they was calling Luke an Avenger and this and that. Come on, man. He did. Right here, right here. LeBron? You about to make me cry, bro. That was like one of the, literally, maybe, and him and J. Cole, best moments of my life, for real, bro. Like the fact that LeBron was so happy, you know what I'm saying, that he introduced me to his wife, he was so happy. You know what I'm saying?
His daughter.
And daughter, like, I was honored, you know what I'm saying? I was honored. You know what I'm saying?
You said what?
I'm saying
creator, you're actually making skits about people.
Yeah.
Citing
you
and telling you that that's fine,
happened. Yeah, it definitely is. Like I said, the only thing that could have made that better is if all of RDC was there. You know what I'm saying? It was only me and Ben, unfortunately. Because Paige James is going to be all in.
It's
going
to be our chance, man. They ain't even nothing better. But Loki, you know what's crazy? LeBron is a big fan. You know, we used to think that he would possibly be hot, so he would like make out scenarios in our head like us having to fight the Cavs. So,
yeah, I, you know what I'm saying. We always thought we ran into LeBron like he would hit us. Like, you know what I'm saying? We'd be like, you know what I'm saying? Even if we all jump LeBron, he's still winning.
Just the average people here.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, you could probably call Ben fight AD.
Ben did.
No way. You definitely did.
Yeah, you.
Oh, that's your company?
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, like a actual production company? Yeah, we are. We definitely are. Like, even with the shows that we're making, like, we're trying to do it like, basically like we're partners with them instead of them just like getting full ownership. You know, like that's how we kind of make it because we want RDC production company to be as big as like, you know what I'm saying, Disney. You know how Disney buying everything, taking everything over. We want RDC to be like just as big like somebody else that's putting out top quality content. So like every time you see something coming from RDC Productions, you'll think of it like Pixar. You know, everybody think of Pixar movie gonna be good because every time we come out, they are good. That's how we want our production to be able to be. You know what I'm saying? And we're working towards it, so. Who? Nah, everyone. You can rest it now.
So, BS Club back in. I wanted to know how y'all like stay together and like, cause I know everybody has their personalities and has like different things. So I just wanted to know how y'all stay together and just work together and stay with each other.
We'd be fighting.
What, you know, what are you talking about? We'd be fighting.
That's it.
Nah, but I mean, from the beginning, like whenever we all joined the group, we always made it a thing to like never let ego or anything come in. He actually is a big advocate for that. And I'll be like, hey, it is what it is. We ain't nothing to argue about.
This is my little cousin. No, for real,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, we might argue about, who's sorry in anime, who remembers the most about anime, and like Smash and everything else that niggas argue about. But it ain't nothing serious to the point where we got split up. Like if you can get upset, you can get upset. We ain't the type of people that's gonna split up all of some day like that.
They've been looking at it.
Do you really want that? What? Like,
who is the best hooper out of
Mark, I'm really the best hooper that you thought was Cap. You lucky they let us bring a basketball goal in here. Well, you really believe it real quick. You said what? I can't hear you, y'all. Let's fuck up, please, y'all. Get out of here.
I just dropped a mixtape, man. Give me some time to go.
Dude, you got ready to do that.
Dude, he said, that's ridiculous. Mark,
I ain't gonna hit that. I hit that mark. Now I'm gonna wear it. I'm wearing the ball. I got you.
You wear the ball. All right.
I got you. I didn't forget for real.
I'm gonna make sure.
Thank y'all for coming. We appreciate y'all. We're going to take this. We're going to take this. And see y'all later.